Welcome to the Jesus Week Movement Radio Show, where we take you behind the scenes of gospel saturation and transformation happening across cities and neighborhoods. Hey everyone, my name is Mick Richards, and if you've been listening anytime at all, you already know that this summer we have witnessed something historic across the five boroughs of New York City, New Jersey, and Philadelphia. Seven regions, seven missional journeys, but one movement and one mission in our summer of transformation. We've already taken you on missionary journeys through Manhattan, the Bronx, Philadelphia, New Jersey, Queens, and Staten Island.
But today we're taking you right into the heart of the largest borough in New York City and by far the most iconic. And we're going on location into Brooklyn, New York, where into the streets and the neighborhoods and the parks of Brooklyn, where pastors, churches, chaplains, and volunteers came together for 9 days of prayer, outreach, worship, and love in action.
And I'm Pastor David Bidell, and I'm excited to be with dear friends today.
And we're joined today in the studio by three incredible leaders, Pastor Molly Jean-Pierre, Pastor Alex Williams, and Chaplain Nydia Bonifant. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Mick.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So let's just jump right in here. Pastor Mullery, we're going to start with you. Tell us about this year's theme for Jesus Week Brooklyn, and how did you prepare for that?
Well, first of all, we prepared. We have two teams. We have the executive team. There's about five of us on that, and we have the regular pastors and churches that's involved. And we prepared with a lot of meetings, but mostly with prayer. We saturated Brooklyn in prayer. Pastor Samuel Giles, he's our prayer coordinator, and he did an excellent job getting information and data for us to saturate the housing, the schools, the civil servant workers. We also prayed for the lost, the least of these, and the lonely. We saturated every corner of Brooklyn, every zip code.
So tell us about the theme you have specifically. How did you come about that theme, and how did that express itself throughout the week?
Sure. The theme is homecoming. As you know, in the fall, schools have homecoming, churches have homecoming. And we realized that since we're the last borough to be doing our Jesus Week, this would be a perfect theme. We encourage people to come back. Brooklyn is a borough of churches, and a lot of churches now are empty. And so we're encouraging the churches to reach out and get the people to come back. It's a call to come back. Come back to Christ. Come back to church. Back to school is a season also. We're able to capitalize on that and use back to school as a vehicle to preach the gospel and get the word out to them. We also had back to work, job fairs, people who've been out of work. And most importantly now, because of the mental health crisis that we're having, we had back to wellness, where we had our church and other churches invited psychiatrists, psychologists, people of faith to be able to help those who are going through difficult times mentally and navigate through these difficult crises that they were experiencing.
That's fantastic, Pastor Mullery. We're so excited about the holistic approach you all took to just representing Christ and the way he cared so well for body, soul, and spirit when he was walking the earth. And as we represent his hands and feet, you're doing the same. That's just beautiful. And I'm so excited to have Pastor Alex here. It's your first time doing Jesus Week, and you blew it out of the park, man. That was exciting to see the first Jesus Week movement. And just as we were talking before, you said you already have 8 pastors working together with you, adopting your zip code, which is the dream scene for the Jesus Week movement, that we would adopt our zip codes one at a time. And we're so excited. So walk us through your full, we call it a Jesus Week, but you know, Jesus turns it into like 8-9 days, right? So walk us through the Jesus Week experience that you and your church had.
So first of all, Mick and Pastor Dave, thank you for the opportunity. And I must say, we saved the best borough for last.
Amen.
Brooklyn.
Yes.
And so the experience was amazing. This was actually our fifth year doing our stoop baptism service. But most importantly, when Pastor Mullery reached out to us and said, hey, you know, this would be a great opportunity to extend your event, to incorporate other pastors within your zip code and be a part of the Jesus Week movement. I thought this was so apropos. I thought it was great timing. So we generally have our event during the second week of August, but we felt such a great honor to collaborate with something bigger than us. And I think that many churches have to really adopt that mindset that it's not just about your church, but how many people are you impacting in your zip code? How many churches are you collaborating with? Because it really takes us to build God's kingdom. So our first year working with Jesus Week was amazing. Pastor Dave was there. Pastor Merler was there. Pastor Samuel Giles was there. And it just motivated our volunteers to see, hey, you're not by yourself. There are other people within the city, within the borough, who's also helping to promote and build the name of Jesus.
Amen. And I just want to bounce off that for a second. I think half of the need for collaborating across the city is moving the calendar a little bit here and there. Mm.
Yes.
You know, that's sometimes we get stuck, but that's an act of humility to say, I want my calendar to reflect what's going on across the city. And that's half the battle. So thank you for doing that, because it really blew wind in the sails of the movement in Brooklyn, Pastor Alex.
Yeah, it was amazing. And I think that many of us, the more that we learn how to collaborate, we can do things in such a greater scale. The Bible says that one can chase 1,000, mm-hmm. but two could put 10,000 to flight. Imagine 8 or 9 or 10 or 15 Amen. Churches within a zip code doing that.
I'm overjoyed that 8 pastors are working together in one zip code, your zip code. What are we
going to
see?
1205.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now, one of the greatest joys that I personally have on the Jesus Week movement is we have a calendar of events. We call this a carnival of outreach. And for 9 days, we have events happening. And I get to go out, follow the calendar, and go out to some of these outreaches. And we film a lot of these because we want to promote what you're doing on the ground so that other people can see these strategies and feel like that they are in the experience with us. And so I really enjoy that. And one surprise event that happened was with Chaplain Nydia and your particular prayer walk, where we showed up and you guys didn't even know we're going to show up. We just showed there. I thought we were going to be late. We pull up to the housing community and there's a huge crowd of people just ready to go on this massive prayer walk. And it wasn't just around the block, around the corner. This was a long walk and it was a true missional journey. And anyone who actually went on that walk knows what I'm talking about, because you never know what God is going to do when you set out to go on a prayer walk like your group did. So tell us a little bit about yourself and about that particular outreach that day.
This is a pleasure to be here with everybody today. Mm-hmm. The glory is for God. And it was a pleasure to be involved in the Jesus Week. I went to a prayer breakfast, and that's how I was aligned with everybody that is in here today. It's very important to attend other activities in the community, because that way God have surprises for us and align us with other community churches as well. And our prayer walk was an excellent. I had an excellent outcome in Brooklyn. Our church is Hope for All Outreach Christian Center in Brooklyn, and we had a tremendous outcome and saturation from the prayer walk. And it was done at Cypress Hills Community in Brooklyn. And we had a long walk all the way to Linden Boulevard. And as we walk, we pray, we saturate the community with praise, worship, engage with family, and engage with the community as well. It was an awesome time praying for people in the community, and I pray in Spanish as well, and praying for people as I walk through the community, because God has always surprises for us, but we have to follow and align with other people as we walk in the name of Jesus. Because there's many ways that we can connect with people. And when we walk into Cypress Hills, it's like walking into Samaria, mm-hmm. walking into locations that other people might not want to walk in. So it's an excellent way, it's an excellency to be walking in places where God guides us and we bring the word of God.
Mm-hmm. And you shared with us, Chaplain Nydia, that on your walk, you saw a young man just leaning against the wall. I think he was smoking a joint.
Yes.
And the Lord put on your heart to just minister to him.
Exactly.
And tell us, you know, we don't have too much time, but tell us a little bit about what happened there. Because the purpose of all of this is the one-on-one. if it doesn't get to come down to the one-on-one and the face-to-face like Jesus had with the woman at the well in Samaria, right, then all of it is in vain. This isn't a show. This is about bringing the gospel, saturating communities that the trickle of the stream might reach the thirsty. And I saw you shared how that happened to you directly on that walk.
Yes, as I'm walking and I'm trying to catch up with the walk, God put on my spirit to approach the young man that was against the wall, waiting for the wall, for the bus. And he has a joint, and I approach him. And I said, "Good morning, young man." I said, "Can I speak to you?" He said, "Yes." And I started to minister to him, and he said, "Thank you, I needed that." Mm-hmm. And he had the head down, and he was very sad, and I feel it on my spirit, and I started praying for him. And then I asked Pastor Robinson to join us and pray for him as well. And then we became a group of four people around him praying and lifting his spirit. And he gave his life to Jesus.
Praise God.
That
wow.
moment.
Amen. That's what
Amen.
We're about. Amen.
Now, Pastor Mullery, let's look at the last weekend of Jesus Week Brooklyn. A lot happened during that week, but I want to talk about Saturday, and then I want to talk about Sunday. Tell us first, you had an extraordinary event at your church outdoors in the parking lot. We were there. We saw all kinds of activities happening. It started a little slow, but that place filled up with people, and it happened all day long. The momentum just kept growing and growing, but you had such unity and such a variety of partners and activities out there. Take us there.
Sure. It was really, really exciting. We had people from a local food pantry who heard the music, and they came by, and it was like, wow, they receive haircuts, they receive information, back to school packets and more food. And so one of the neighbors we had was our councilwoman, Mercedes Narcisse. She came out, she helped us, she greeted the audience, of course, and she was sharing some of the other resources that the community has available. She wouldn't have been able to do that if we didn't have this event. A highlight was an entire family gave their life to the Lord at that mm-hmm. event, and we were so encouraged to see them. And they were the last one to leave the park. They even helped us pack things out and bring things, mm-hmm. and they were so excited. We still see them in the community. We talked to them, invited them to church, and so it was amazing. We've also had other partners, like the nursing home down the block. They had a table there. The adult daycare center, they had a table there. Some of the merchant had tables there. So they were all excited. We had people of different faiths come in, and they were excited. Kids in the bouncy house, the women getting their hair done, the men getting their haircuts, and it was really, really a community coming together. We had the community leaders there, the councilwoman. We had assembly people come by, and it was just a good community event.
But Sunday was the final day, not just of Jesus Week Brooklyn, but of the entire summer of transformation. And Pastor Alex, you had a phenomenal event. You blocked off the whole street, and I had not visited your church before. And your church is centered right there in the middle of that street. But also, you had something different. You had baptisms right in the street. So take us there.
Yeah, yes. So the Lord gave us a few years ago to proclaim the gospel outdoors. And instead of inviting people just to come inside the doors, how about we bring the gospel to them? So as you know, in Brooklyn, there are brownstones and stoops all over. So we decided to call it Stoop Service. Tell our neighbors, come sit on the stoops. We don't even have to bring a chair. Just let the stoop be your pew, right? Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the Lord gave us the unction to do baptism, a public declaration of God's grace, mm-hmm. of God's love. And what a more inspiring moment to reach an unbeliever than to see the joy of baptism. And so every year that we've done this, we see souls give their life to the Lord in spontaneous baptism. I'm talking about people who had no idea that they were going to get saved or baptized that day. They hear the music, they are attracted to the event, and then, or young people baptized. And so we block off the street, and it was just a life-changing moment for a lot of people, seeing their family members be baptized, but then being inspired to be baptized themselves. And so the fact that we had our borough president and the deputy borough president out there that day, and inspired even them to say, okay, wow, we see the work that, that the Christian community is doing in Brooklyn. To see that is just overwhelming. And so it was just a blessing to be a part and to transform lives in that regard. And of course, the church be the heart of that community. And it doesn't even have to be our church, but just the Church of Jesus Christ in general, be the heartbeat of the community. That's God's intention for all of us, to spreading God's kingdom, for the church to be the heartbeat of that community.
Amen. And Pastor Alex, you're kind of new in the movement, but the Lord already put on your heart the core of the movement is that churches would be good shepherds to not just their congregation but to their community.
Yes.
If that one shift took place in America and in New York City, and churches said, we want to shepherd well those who come to church on Sunday morning, we have to do that. But then together, we want those that are being shepherded in our churches to be good shepherds to our community, the community that surrounds us. And the dream scene is every church takes on 500 to 2,000 homes around them. And if only 15 churches adopted 1,000 homes per zip code, then the zip code would be a zip code where there are no sheep without a shepherd.
Amen.
Every zip code has about 60,000 people in New York City, and that is exactly 60,000 people. So God already put it in your heart, and so we're just excited to join forces. And what you said, Chaplain Nydia earlier, is really the heartbeat of this. We met just for a few minutes at a prayer breakfast, where we connected, and then I introduced you to Pastor Mullery, and this network of churches where all of us who love Jesus throughout the city are connected together and working in a level of coordination, of strategic alignment. When we start to do that, you said one can chase 1,000, two can chase 10,000, but when you have 1,000 churches in New York City working together as one man contending for the faith, now we're talking about absolute transformation. Mm-hmm. So transformation is not just something we say. We're seeing it happen on a regular basis as churches join forces. So it's really exciting to see all that God is doing to align us all who have the same heart.
Mm.
Chaplain Nydia, let me ask you a question. The impact that your outreach had during Jesus Week, when you brought all of the volunteers together to do that prayer walk. Now, I know that you guys have done prayer walks before,
yes.
But that particular event, what does that do to the volunteers that come out and do that type of outreach, pray for the neighborhoods, unifying together? What does that do for the volunteers who participate in those events?
Well, this event was a conjunction of other people, like Community Board 5, other churches, people from the community, 75 Precinct Council, brought us together to come into the community and pray and bring the voice of God. And it was very emotional for everybody to come together, because the communities usually have different community leaders, but they don't get together. And this time everybody got together. And that's very important in any community, to be together. It doesn't matter if they go to any church, but we must come together.
And coming together in the name of Christ is powerful.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we're almost out of time, but we want to ask you, all of you, one last question. Was there a specific moment during your outreaches or during the week that was really unforgettable to you? Something that captured what God was doing through your volunteers, in your neighborhoods, your communities, through your outreach? Pastor Mullery, let's start with you.
Sure. We saw the churches, as Chaplain Nydia said, come together. We have Pastor Nelson's church, which is in our zip code, Pastor Nikita Watson's church, and just the enthusiasm and what they were doing and how we complemented each other. The willingness to collaborate, that was so huge that they were looking to support each other. And so that was unique in our church, in our zip code.
Yeah, I would say the same. Just the joint collaboration where secular and sacred, in a sense, could come together, but do it in the name of Christ. I think that was big. And then also for people to realize, hey, I'm a part of something bigger than myself. And just imagine you putting your hands to the plow, but you looking up and you're building something that is so much greater than just you or just your church, right? This is the name of Jesus, and we're spreading this gospel among our community. So I think just the feeling that, hey, this is bigger than me, And so there's an extra incentive. And not only that, there's extra motivation to do it again.
And as we pray through the community, it's a way of bringing God manifestation. Because even if we didn't speak to someone by us praying and singing, it was living the word of God and God manifestation in the community and the spaces that we came to walk into and we walk past.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, the macro vision that God has put on our hearts is that as we come together, it's living stones being jointly fitted together, building the new covenant temple, building a holy temple to the Lord, a sanctuary for God, a sanctuary, a protection for the marginalized, you know, a place where all can come together and build something magnificent. You know, there's an old story that two bricklayers were laying bricks and they asked one, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I'm laying bricks." And then they asked the other one and his face lit up. He said, "I'm building a temple." You know, mm-hmm. and that's coming together when everyone, like you said, Pastor Alex, realizes we're building a temple together. Mm. When we link arms and they connect at the zip code level, we're saying we're building a temple around our zip code, a temple of worship and a yes. sanctuary for the lost. That's a beautiful thing that God is doing in our midst. And we're so excited that all three of you have so passionately jumped in because we are seeing a magnificent temple being raised up to the glory of Jesus in our city.
Amen. Amen.
Well,
Amen.
This has been an incredible time. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to this series, the 7 regional missionary journeys, the finale, Brooklyn here, and to all of the churches, all of the outreach teams, to all the volunteers, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, you were the ones who said yes. You walked the streets. You prayed in the rain. You loved your neighbors. This is how a John 17 works. And if you're listening and thinking, could this happen in my city? The answer is absolutely yes. It starts with prayer, unity, and action. So we invite all of you to visit JesusWeekMovement.org to find step-by-step strategies for zip code adoption, holy teams, and saturation to transformation initiatives. Whether you're a church, a leader, a volunteer, a creative, or just someone with a heart for revival, you will find free resources, books, videos, and tools to help you launch your own Acts 1-8 movement.
Well, this wraps up our 7-week missional journey in this incredible summer of transformation, and wonderful to wrap it up with Brooklyn here. Next week, we're going to be capping it off with a final broadcast, just wrapping it all up together. But we are so grateful for the Church of Brooklyn. The people of God, the saints, those who love Jesus in Brooklyn, that God is making them one, that all of Brooklyn might know his loving kindness, that all of Brooklyn might know that Jesus was sent from the Father. So God bless you. We thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.